This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. So if you're having trouble sort of finding a job, which is certainly not an uncommon phenomenon these days, figure out why. It never hurts to have somebody who turns you down that you think will be honest with you of why they're turning you down. That it's getting to be less and less a phenomenon, not because people aren't being turned down, but because it's hard to get a face-to-face interaction with people. That what used to have happen is an interview, and now it's a lot of it's done online, and you don't really get any personal interaction until you're fairly far into the process, which is too bad, especially for those who count desperately on charm. The other thing I will tell you is on a resume, I swear to you, in the days where I used to do a resume, which I haven't for a while, that I always put on archaeology digs and hot air ballooning, both of which I do and did, because it grabbed people's attention. And sometimes that would get you in just out of curiosity to see who you were. But different world. So there you go. 855-993-7569. As I said, I'm fascinated by the fact that today was the day in history that that Twitter was invented, and also that the Rosetta Stone was discovered. Now, it was discovered in 1799, but it was written, obviously, 1,800 years before that. In fact, 1,900 years before that. So, almost 2,000 years before that. It was, 196, something like that. So, I guess, and social media in 196 in Egypt, social was you and your brother, right? If you were the pharaoh, other people couldn't read, they couldn't write. What did they know? And now everybody, I guess, Twitters whether they can read or write or not. I question whether people can read and write. Have you ever looked at people's Twitters, including mine, that there's some where I tweeted before, you know, that I'd written something out and that Twitter, in its wisdom, had changed it, which is just really irritating. To something that made no sense. Hmm. Oh, well. I know. You have to sort of, before you hit send, you have to sort of be willing to look at it like 14 times. Don't hit send too quickly. So there you go. 855-993-7569. I thought what we would look at a little bit today is something that I remember the first time doing when I was about, 15 or 16 years old and got taken out for dinner for the first time. And as I said, in really fancy restaurants, I don't even know if they do this anymore because it's kind of sexist. Kind of cool, but kind of sexist, is they would have a man's menu and a woman's menu. And the man's menu had prices on and the women's did not. Wow. Have you ever been to a restaurant like that? Yeah.
I didn't know they did that.
Yeah, they did it. I think the first place I went that actually happened was in Houston at Sunny Looks Sirloin House. And they had, I can't believe I can remember this, it was a steakhouse that had a knight, it was sirloin, like Sir Lancelot, and they had a guy on a horse. A horse in Houston isn't all that unusual, but in front of the restaurant, dressed in armor. And it was kind of the place that you went for graduation and for big deals. And my father came to town, and he took me and my then, who eventually became my husband, boyfriend out. And one of the things, I will not forget it for a bunch of years. First of all, because they had the woman's menu, and so there were no prices on it. Which was a little scary because, as a woman, one of the things that you learned was you always ordered chicken because it was always the cheapest thing on the menu. It used to be the cheapest thing on the menu, not so much anymore. And so you would sort of look you would look on the right-hand side and see what the prices were, and then you would sort of go backward of, okay, can I eat this? You know, tripe, I don't even know what tripe is. I'm not going to eat it. But so you ate a lot of chicken, and you just routinely ordered. And it, once you got a little more sophisticated, you didn't order the cheapest thing on the menu because the guy would sort of figure out that maybe he thought he was cheap or something, so you ordered the second cheapest thing on the menu. But at Sunny Look's Sirloin House in Houston, my father took myself and my soon-to-be boyfriend. I think we were obviously dating at that moment. And one of the things that we did as kids, we didn't go out for dinner very often because there were so many of us and there was basically no money. But we would go out on occasion. And just across the board, without exception, my parents, probably my father, would say it was somebody's birthday. Because in, whether it was or not. Because in those days, it was somebody's birthday, they gave you a free cake. And sometimes the cakes were not huge, but the cakes were probably enough to satisfy sweet tooth, and that meant that my parents were not paying for dessert. I mean, as I said, if you grew up poor, these are kind of things that you're aware of. So I just assumed any time you went out for dinner that you always told somebody, that was, you always mentioned kind of quietly, although not necessarily all that quietly, because everybody was in on it, everybody at the table was, and the waiters probably were too, that it was somebody's birthday and they would send over a cake. Well, we did this at Sunny Looks, and they started singing, all the waiters sing happy birthday, and they come over with the cake and a sparkler on it. And my date is looking expectantly to see who's, you know, he's singing along and whose birthday it is. And they put the cake down in front of him, and he's sputtering, but it's not my birthday. And I'm saying, shh. And I, you know, that was probably we dated for another several years and then got married and were married for a couple of years. But if I paid attention to that one event, I probably would have understood that we came from completely different worlds. So that was Sunny Lux Sirloin House. But so they had a woman's menu. I think they did in Boston as well. I vaguely remember that the fancier restaurants had. And now they probably don't do it because it's considered discriminatory. And in fact, not only, except now what we're going to start doing, right? We used to, as women, we would look at the price. Now we're going to look at the calories. Because by the end of what, next year, not this coming year, unfortunately, it was supposed to be this year. And everybody, the restaurateurs got together and said, oh, no, no. Because it's going to change how people order, especially women. But you guys, I mean, Manny, if you had two dishes that, let's say you're pretty much a carnivore, right? So let's say two steaks and,
well, since
one,
you put it like that,
you're wearing black ankle socks. What am I supposed to say? Come on, Manny, get with the program. All right, my little carnivore here. All right, so it's black ankle socks. All right, so you must have nice legs if you're wearing shorts into work. All right, so. So if you had a choice between two steaks that cost the same, but one was 50% more calories than the other, would that have any bearing on your choice or not?
Actually, it probably would.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were the same price and, you know.
And things like béarnaise sauce or how, you know, whether something is broiled or chicken fried steak, for example, which is actually breaded and fried.
Yeah.
But women, I think, uniformly would. And there are a couple of restaurants up here that already do that. And one of them is a Tex-Mex restaurant. And they had two chicken dishes that were essentially, I think one was a burrito and was a tostada or something. And there's 50% more calories in one. They were the same price. They're both chicken. And it was very helpful for me because I thought, I don't care which I have. And one is 50% more calories. So. All right, so when we'll start looking at what do you look for first in a menu and why?
Yep.
All right. So let's see. I've got what, about 30 seconds here?
Yeah, about 20 seconds actually.
20 seconds. So I'll shuck and jive rather than getting jamming an answer in here. When we come back, we'll do that. And if there's something else that you would like to chat with me about, folks. Do not just call up and say, listen, I want to give her a comment, but I don't want to stay on the air. Because Manny's got other stuff to do, and you don't want to be misquoted. If you've got a comment, you're welcome to do it. Just stay on the air for a minute. We'll get to you. Queen Mary was here last night with fireworks. celebrating something. Who knows what? But it was fun. And didn't cost any public money, Helen. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today, younghealth.com, or call 800-396-9024.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Talking about what really matters,
your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking about menus, and I guess when I was thinking about this, I was thinking about it on a dating situation. And I suppose that's another question is, do you behave differently with respect to the menu on a date than when you're by yourself? That's kind of a complicated question to ask, isn't it? Maybe. All right, so let's go with this one for right now. All right, so Manny, so do you look at price to determine what you want to eat or not?
I do look at price. Typically, if it's something I don't want to spend too much money on, I'm probably not going to order it. But I mean, obviously, when you go out to eat, I mean, you have to kind of be prepared to spend some money, you know. So, but I do
pick a restaurant. Yeah, I mean, so is there? So is price the first thing you look at, or the second? At what the item is?
Yeah, it's usually the second thing I look at, the price. I mean,
and the first is what the item is.
Yeah, you know, it's like it'll say, oh, you know. 12-ounce sirloin steak with, you know, whatever type sauce on it, and then, you know, I'll say, oh, that's intriguing, and then I'll look at the price. And
$45, yeah.
And then if it's $45, then it's maybe next time.
Okay, so well, it's good to know that, you know, that guys do it too. For some reason, I don't know why, it's sort of a comfort, but it does... I mean, that guys do it as well. And these were the bad old days when guys basically had to, you know, the idea. My thing is always whoever asks pays, you know, because then you have some idea where you want to take somebody. If you want to take somebody to Mickey D's, then that's what you can pay for. If you want to take somebody to, you know, Le Cirque, you can do that as well, so... All right, so you look first at what the item is, but price is a consideration.
Mm-hmm.
I sort of do that too, and there are also people that I know are going to be offended if I, you know, and I also tend to share with people. Are you a sharer with meals, or do you want your own?
I'll share. I mean, if you know, and I guess for me, it kind of depends on how big the meal
what they
is
want.
Too. Yeah.
Oh, how big, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, in some places you'll get, you know, you'll order something and it'll be terrific, but there's just so much of it, you know. And so if somebody says, well, hey, can I try some of that? And, you know, a lot of times it's like, yeah, sure, it's pretty good type of thing.
Yeah, I've gotten more and more in the habit of just because I think restaurants tend to have huge amounts of food. So
yeah.
Of getting one entree, one appetizer, and, you know, and a dessert sometimes. And then if you want more, you can always get more. And that works out fairly well. But part of the deal I have with people is that I usually invite them to the theater, and then they take me for dinner. So, you know, and I figure the theater is so expensive these days that no matter what I order, they're probably still ahead of the game. And I tend not to eat a huge amount of food, and I don't eat meat. So they you know. It's one of those. It really is an issue, I think, left over from the days where that men paid, and I'm just as likely to buy dinner as they are, depending on what the circumstances are. All right, let's see what other people said.
We'll start with Tracy. She says the sodas. I only drink Coca-Cola if they don't have that drink. I drink water.
Yeah, and the Pepsi Coke thing. I was just reading something that said if you order a Coke at a place that only serves Pepsi, they'll quite often bring you a Pepsi. If you order a Pepsi at a place that only has Coke, they'll say, we only have Coke. I'm not sure that that's completely true, but I, and apparently at a lot of places you have to choose. It used to be you could get either, but apparently there are more and more that you have to choose one or the other. And they sort of... They do a premium for it. I don't like Pepsi. I try really hard not to drink sodas in general, and I can't drink caffeine. And very few places carry caffeine-free Diet Coke. And I shouldn't be drinking anyway. I'm much better off with water. But I won't drink a Pepsi, even if, you know, I think if I were dying of thirst, I wouldn't drink a Pepsi. Sorry, folks. And I know people said they can't tell the difference. I can tell the difference.
Yeah, right, so I can usually tell the difference too, but I've never had a problem.
You don't care.
Yeah, it's like when if I'm at a place and I'll say, you know, they'll say, well, what would you like to drink? And I say, well, I'll take a Sprite, and They'll say, Sierra Mist okay? I said, yeah. Just fine. Yeah, well, just fine.
Well, what is there's one that's actually really good that has no caffeine and no calories. And I can't remember what it is. It may be Sierra Mist diet. But there's something that's, and I had it at a party once. Well, and it's hard to find, but it's really good.
And there's Sprite Zero, too. I mean, Sprite Zero is basically Sprite with zero calories.
They're getting to be more and more, I know, at the some of the drugstores, they have, like, bubbly water with a flavor in it, yeah. Like lemonade or strawberry or something that has no calories.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, we should all be, I mean, it's... That I'm not sure artificial sweeteners are very good for us to begin with.
Right.
And bubbles certainly are not very good for us, but at least we're hydrating more, I guess. All right, so she looks at the drink list first. Very interesting. Okay, let's see what else we got.
Luke actually has the same answer. He says drinks. Jenny says cheese and then wine.
Huh. Wow. I the drink thing would be surprising to me, except when I think about the last time I was out for dinner, the first thing they ask is, what can I bring you to drink? That's really the first thing they ask. Well, the right, restaurants yeah. tend to make most of their money on the bar, which most people know, right?
Yep.
So I guess that's where they start. But, for example, even with people who drink, which is basically not me, they wait... How can you determine what you want? I guess cocktails, but you what kind of wine you want until you know what you're going to eat. But there are people who will drink red wine no matter what they eat, even with fish, and there are people who drink white wine with steak, so I suppose. But you're right. They do ask that first. Okay, fair enough. Cheese, then wine. Okay.
Matrella says the special of the day.
Good point. I love specials. I do. I think, you know, knowing what the specialité is. Although in some places, they have the old fashioned menu boards are back in a lot of places where instead of the menu, they actually have it written down on the board. My only problem, again, this gets back to the girl thing, with specials is quite often some places will tell you how much it costs, some places don't. And I've done something like, you know, sort of naively ordered a special that was like double what the price of anything else was. Anytime the word truffle. As mentioned, you are about to be nailed. So, all right, keep going.
Becky says prices if it's a new place.
Good point. And I think that's one of the reasons that people tend to go back to the same place over and over again is they not only know the staff, they know the menu and they know the price. They know the price points, even if they don't know that if they have a special on it may be a little bit different, but they know more or less what they're going to pay, which I guess is why people, as I said, go back to the same place over and over again. I really love discovering someplace new, and I'm a great fan of wandering into a joint someplace, and that's kind of my favorite way of eating and walking, as long as it doesn't smell bad. And if it smells good, you're ahead of the game. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So, what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. If you've just made yourself at home in someone else's home, you better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has over 85 years of experience exterminating invaders like you. And right now, they're making it easier than ever for homes to be protected by offering a free pest estimate to every caller at 1-800-676-1468. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, rodents, and other pests. This is your eviction notice. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will protect that home with a 100% satisfaction money-back guarantee, so you can never return. Warning, homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate at 1-800-676-1468. 1-800-676-1468.
Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
John, are you here? I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, John.
Yeah, a little bit of a problem here. Split up about 9 years ago.
Divorced?
Split. And then it took fairly bitter divorce, followed by, that took about four to five years. And then we've been divorced now for about half of the time, right? And my daughter stayed at home.
How old is your daughter?
She's 23.
So you were married if you've been split for
nine years ago, so she was mid-teens.
How long were you married?
25 years.
It sounds like the divorce was your idea.
No, we went to counseling.
Are you suggesting it was a therapist's idea?
No. We went to counseling, and basically the counseling didn't work.
Well, but that wasn't... John, whose idea was the divorce? Who was the motivator behind it?
Well, we went to the point where we just...
John, it sounds like you were. If you got a daughter who's mad at you, it's very likely that you're the one who sort of initiated the divorce.
okay, the counselor said, you guys are spinning your wheels, you're not getting anywhere.
Let me tell you.
And then afterwards, I went home and I said, do you want to continue to live this way? And she said, no. And I said, can you fix it? And she said, no. And I said, neither can I. So I guess we got nowhere to go. And she went
along. If it were up to her, would she still be married to you?
No.
And if it were up to you, you would still not be married to her?
Exactly.
And you don't view, does she view you as a motivator for the divorce?
Oh, everything's 100% my fault.
I'm not talking about fault, John.
Well, that's what she says.
Well, but I'm not she. I'm just trying to ascertain what's going on, and my guess is that everything is going to fall out from exactly this point. And you shucking and jiving on it, I mean, I get it, and I get that divorces, I mean, that unless both people are happy, a marriage isn't going to work. But it also sounds like she very likely would have hung in longer than you would have, and she perceives you, and your daughter perceives you as an instigator for the divorce.
I guess that's probably true, but that's not exactly the case, because when we went to counseling...
John, the counselor can't do anything but recommend. Be careful about that. Because, all right, ask me your question.
Well, what the counselor recommends.
My guess, it doesn't make any difference. A counselor, if the counselor said, why don't you go to the top of the Empire State Building and flap your arms and see if you can fly, you're not going to do it. So my guess is it's all going to come back to this point fairly quickly. But for the moment, let's leave this, and you tell me where we're going on this.
Okay. So there's been very little contact. I send emails and ask in invitations to my daughter.
Have you remarried?
I have a girlfriend now.
Okay, but this was not a part. This person
no.
was not a part.
Neither of us had a sometimes partner at the.
Okay, how long have you been with the current woman?
6 years.
Well, considering you've been divorced for 4.5 or 5, I mean that is going to be viewed as an issue. Has your ex gotten with anybody?
Yes. Yeah, and she's been with somebody for a few years as well.
But less than you've been.
Well, I don't know. She's had two, and I don't get any. From either my son or my daughter. Well, I don't hear from my daughter, but nobody tells me, so I don't know.
Okay, what's the question to me?
Recently, I received an email from my daughter. No dear dad, no signature, just thanks. I'm looking at taking this particular course and that particular course. The first course is $3,500. The last course is something like double that. If you think you can help, let me know.
Okay.
And I'm thinking, well, ordinarily, yes, I'd like to help as your dad. However, there's been three instances of starting at college and then quitting shortly after.
Okay, tell me what the question is here.
What do I support her? Do I?
Well, John, I think I think the answer is a little more complicated than those particular issues. I think number one. I think you need to establish a better relationship with your daughter. I mean, she's your kid. I don't know whether her reaching out to you is, believe it or not, an olive branch or just a more, I hate your guts, you owe me. And I think that matters somewhat to you. It doesn't matter 100% because kids this age tend to be a bit manipulative, as you may or may not remember. But let me say just a couple things to you. First of all, I think you're going to have to acknowledge, without the kind of shuck and jive that we spent a whole lot of time on together, that she, and with some reality, that you're not the bad guy here, but you were the instigator, that it wasn't a marriage that worked for either. But the idea that people simultaneously say, hey, let's let this go, is not really what happens. Somebody starts it. The fact that you got involved with somebody on a permanent basis before your ex did. And look, I'm a disinterested or maybe interested bystander. I have no interest in this whatsoever except to understand what's going on. And that kind of shuck and jive that you did with me is going to be really damaging to your relationship with your daughter. It's okay to have been the instigator. You're now divorced. Do I think it was a good idea to get involved with somebody before you were finally divorced? No. I have no idea why it took as long as it did. That would certainly indicate to me that somebody wasn't really willing to be divorced. But that's then, and this is now. I'm just saying to you, I would say sort of as a friend, except that's not really my role here. I'm saying to you as a therapist, that if you're going to have that kind of argument with me about what ended the divorce, your daughter ain't going to go along with that because she's going to view it as dad's not taking responsibility. It's okay to say, yeah, you know what, I was the one, both of us are happier now. It's okay because otherwise she's going to feel like you're not being straight with her. And as you know, with anybody, but certainly with kids and certainly with our kids, that's the kiss of death. However, having said that, because I think it's going to come up again with her, it's certainly not where I'd start if I were you. The issue of the money, how often have you seen your kid? Do you see her face to face?
No, any invitations, just...
Okay, oh, just, all right. How far away from you does she live?
She's local, and I'm local, right here, not far.
So when's the last time you actually set eyeballs on one another?
A few years ago. She needed some money, and we met, and I helped her out. We had dinner, gave her some money, because she ran her phone bill up, like...
Okay, okay, I got it.
Sort of thing.
I would, if I were in your shoes right now, my feelings would be hurt. The only time I hear from my kid is when she wants money, and that would hurt my feelings. So I guess part of what I would say, I mean, she's not 12 years old anymore. She, you know, it may have been that she was 13, 14 when this all came down, and she may have viewed you, because, and let me just give you kind of the lay of the land, which is why I'm so adamant about you taking a bit more responsibility, because I think in the long run, it will really clear things up for you, or at least stabilize them. When you leave the family of a 14-year-old, 14-year-olds don't feel that you left mom, they feel that you left them. Okay, and that's why this is so important. So maybe the deal is to sit down with her and to be honest with her and say, you know what, we haven't had the world's easiest relationship, but I'd really like for us to be able to go forward and feel that we can actually talk with one another and, you know, deal with one another on something other than financial basis. So I would like to propose and then figure out what you want to do. For example, you could say, I would like to give you half the money now, and then the two of us meet on a weekly basis, and I will give you 10% of all the money I owe you every time I see you. Which may seem a little bit like checkbook parenting, but I think it's better. If you give it all to her now, and then she kind of is a snot about it, what do you do? And it's going to make you feel that I'm reinforcing negative behavior, that all she has to do is get in touch with me, say she needs money, and then we're done. And I don't think that's going to feel very good to her. Or to you. The other possibility is saying to her, look, what would you do if you were in my shoes? And I guarantee what she's going to say.
I don't know.
But saying, no, look, I'm interested in this. I want to give you the money. But I'd also like us to have a relationship that's based on something other than you need money and I give it to you. But I would certainly meet with her and talk with her and see how you begin to negotiate a relationship that's not based on I need money.
Every time that I've made that request, met with, like, no response.
Well, then don't give her the money.
Okay. Like, to me, it sounds like you're, in a way, you're buying the relationship, although I know that...
Well, you're bribing her. Bribing is just a fancy way of saying I'm trying to make someone understand why it's in their best interest to do it my way. But, I mean, what are your other options? Your other options are to give her the money, at which point you're a doormat, or to withhold the money, at which point you're a snot.
Yeah.
I mean, so you've got no options. So when you've got no options, what you try and do is negotiate for what you want, which is, I want to have a relationship with you. If money's the way that we negotiate it, look, I mean, I would like to think that everybody who comes to work for me because they adore me. They come to work for me hopefully because they adore me. Hopefully they'll do a good job because they have a sense of that's the right thing to do. But I also pay them. I mean, and do we pay our kids? Yeah, to a certain extent we do. We feed the little buggers. We, you know, give them a room over their head. We buy iPods for them. And, I mean, is that partially taken care of? Yeah. But it's also partially, you know, look, this is how human beings respond. We respond to somebody doing what we want for us, and then we do what we want for them. And that's how human beings behave. I mean, you can see it in the animal kingdom. You scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. You know, we are fairly basic creatures. We have this big fancy cortex, which gets us in, thank goodness for that, because otherwise I'd be out of work. We'd just around scratching each other's back. But John, I think you have to let go of the self-righteousness. And I think you keep tripping over it.
No, I don't feel as if I'm being self-righteous. I'm happy to do whatever it takes. But all of the things, a lot of what you've said, I've already done.
How have you done it? How have you negotiated with your daughter that you give her part of the money as you go along, so the two of you have an ongoing relationship?
No, I haven't done that.
Well, that's the only thing I suggested.
This is a great idea. But the fact that, yes, I'd like to have a relationship with you, you said that many times.
John, you weren't listening, because I didn't say that. I said that won't work. I said, here's the deal, that, you know, that you have several options. You can say, give me part of the money now, and I'll give you part of it every time I see you. And you said, well, that's like buying parenting. I said, yeah, but it's effective. And it gets, and the idea is that you set up a pattern that says we have something to offer one another other than money, and money is just, it's like, you know, when I wanted my kid to not smoke. So give me $100 when you stop smoking for 3 months. And she said, how am I going to know? How was I going to monitor? I said, I'm not. It's just giving you an additional reason to do something that makes sense for you in the long run. That's all we're doing here.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of the lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Harold Skinner. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Well, yeah, she will be. I mean, we're talking about Broadway again, and there are some new plays that I've seen this week and a whole bunch coming up, and people keep saying, can you hardly wait for Hamilton? And I'm saying, well, I don't think it comes up till the end of the summer. I think it actually starts, well, actually the previews I think started this week, but doesn't open until next week. But I've seen it. I mean, until next month. I've seen it, and I loved it. I'm seeing Amazing Grace next week. Seeing Hamilton, which, I, as I said, I've already seen. Spring Awakening I saw before. And that doesn't open until September. So we have basically the two plays that are going to open in the next couple of weeks are Amazing Grace, which I'm really looking forward to. Basically, I mean, especially having just heard it in the parade for the women's soccer players, they're saying a tale of romance, rebellion, and redemption that follows one man's whose incredible journey ignited a historic wave of change. And I know a little bit about what happened, but I'll go see the play. Looking forward to it. And Hamilton, as I mentioned, I loved. It was out at the Public Theater. I think it's the future of Broadway. It's, I mean, believe it or not, it's a hip-hop musical about Alexander Hamilton and Raymond Burr. And that may not sound appealing, but it's wonderful. Okay, so there you go. All right, the two plays that I've seen this week are kind of opposite ends of the spectrum. They're both off-Broadway. I'll start with the one I saw first for no particular reason, at the Irish Rep, which is, I actually love all the people down there. I don't necessarily love all the plays, but I love all the, you know, I love the staff down there. And I went tarrying in, and they actually held the curtain for me, which is a little embarrassing. This is called A Weir, and it's basically ghost stories. It starts with, I'm sure, a set that the Irish Rep has used a bunch of times because it looks, it's a bar in Ireland. And we have four guys, basically, and a woman. And one of the guys is Brendan, whose family owns the, it's a family business, so he's the bartender. Then we have Jack, who is a bachelor as well, and he's obviously that the bar is kind of their version of Friends. Then we have Finbar, who is the guy who's made a huge amount of money and left, and he's bringing Valerie, a woman who just has come to town. And the guys, the Brendan and Jack are not very happy about this because they're both bachelors. And Finbar is married, so how come he's got this kind of hottie woman coming in? And then Jim, who's kind of almost an idiot savant. I mean, he says incredibly stupid things, but then he's the one that everybody goes to find out what horses to bet on. So you can see it's very steeped in kind of the ethos of the Irish countryside. It's set in 1997, and the acting is terrific. How much you're going to like this probably depends. As I said, the acting is wonderful. It turns out to be each of them tell kind of a ghost story, and then they realize that they're scaring the living daylights out of Valerie, who's living in the house that they're talking about, of having sort of ghosts. And they're not ghosts in the usual Casper sense, but they're unexplained kinds of intensities, all right? And then Valerie tells her own story. And the thing that was the most touching for me, again, the material I was a little iffy about, to be quite honest, but the acting is terrific. And the idea being, and I'd also seen, I think that night, I'd seen Mr. Holmes, which is the story of Sherlock Holmes in his dotage, when he was talking about trying to remember something that was really bedeviling him, literally. Which, so they're very similar kinds of stories, if you think about it. And I think both of them had the same sensibility, is the dead are just on the other side of a wall. And so it was kind of the two together, and of course no one but me is going to see the two together, but the two together sort of resonated with me, the notion that are people really gone as long as you can remember them and as long as you talk about them. So it's kind of a very Irish evening, which I kind of liked. As I said, I thought the acting was terrific, the story, so-so. But, you know, what can I tell you? Ruthless is called the stage mother of all musicals. It's an off-Broadway production at St. Luke's Theater, which has got a warm place in my heart because I've been in a couple of productions at St. Luke's Theater, so that's kind of fun. Again, this is one of those experiences that make you understand how deep the talent pool is in New York. And this is an off-Broadway, kind of nutty, over-the-top, fun kind of musical that has a 9-year-old little girl who is a combination of the Bad Seed and All About Eve, who sings that she's born to entertain. She has a mother who plays the Donna Reed kind of character, and a mysterious figure that wants to be the little girl's agent. We have various other figures. And, I mean, everybody, it's over the top. It's silly. There's a woman who plays the grandmother who sounds just like Ethel Merman, and it turns out that she does a one-woman show called Remembering Ethel Merman. It's nutty. The little girl is actually got a huge amount of poise and stage presence. She's flat a lot in terms of her singing voice, but it's an incredibly talented cast, including a junior high school teacher who talks about that. Well, I guess it's third grade. She's teaching third grade. I hate musicals. I mean, it's nutty fun, and everybody there just enjoyed it. And the cast is enormously talented. Everybody's got their tongue firmly in their cheek. And because it's off-Broadway, it's much more manageable. There are a number of kids there the night I saw it, just I suppose because one of the leading girls, she plays a 9-year-old. She's actually 10, but she pulls it off beautifully. You never for a moment assume that she's 10 years old. But it's really fun, and they give you, to make things even more fun, a glass of Prosecco before you start. Certainly the way to, if not to my heart, at least to my relaxed reviewing. So we've got two opposite ends of the spectrum. Both are off-Broadway. And the advantage about off or off-off-Broadway, it doesn't necessarily refer to the address, although sometimes it does, but how many people the theater holds and whether or not they can use live music or recorded music. But quite often the tickets are significantly less than Broadway, and you'll get some incredibly talented people. So the Weir is Ghost Stories, for those of you who love the Irish kind of legend. And Ruthless is for those of you who are convinced that everybody in show business is somewhat nutty and will do anything to get a part. And all you perspiring and aspiring child actors or stage moms. So you'll have fun at the theater. There are more reviews at drjoy.com. And somebody today actually asked me, do I have podcasts, which was kind of an interesting notion, since we do. And we get literally, you know, millions of podcast downloads every month. So if you haven't visited drjoy.com, you can do it for either movies, theater, DVDs, or just to get the podcast. Or you can also listen live. Alrighty, 855-99 Dr. Joy. It's just drjoy.com. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
A show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro-1 G2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.